9 Confessions at 7, Confessions 87 at wild941.com. It's Therapy Thursday, so we're going to get them 60-second sessions at 8:25 today. Got a lot to handle. This is from a no-name. Says, Dear Freak Show, I want to confess my situation. I have the sweetest man in my life. We spend probably 6 days a week together for the past 3 years. Aww. He's my everything, but there's one thing that he's not. He's not my boyfriend. We are close. Like, we do dinner. We do movies. We have a big circle of friends, so our birthday events and lifetime type of milestones are usually as a pair, sometimes in the same car, sometimes leaving together, because, like I said, we're close. We're not best friends, but if I'd known him longer, we probably would be. I love the kid, but not like that. Like, he's a special person, but we've never had a romantic vibe. I don't see a romantic option there. And he's open with his desire to be together. Not aggressive or rude at all, but it comes up from time to time if we just get together, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes it's laughed off. Sometimes the subject gets changed. But my question is, am I supposed to give this a run when I don't even feel it? Because I feel like if I don't, I'm going to lose a friend. And this is weighing on me a lot heavier than anybody knows, because this is a big time part of my life. What do I do?
If you don't feel it, you don't feel it. You can't force feelings on somebody. Now, with that said, he might be the one that got away. If you don't ever pursue it, this guy might be the standard. He might be
That you might not be aware of.
And that you never gave a chance to. But if you don't have feelings for it,
sometimes somebody doesn't have a vibe for you and they want to hire you, but they don't really want to hire you because they like, and they miss out on a great employee. You get a chance to wow them if you give them a shot.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get hired and you really didn't feel them, but they end up being the best employee ever. So why not give them a shot?
I feel she said that she's scared if she doesn't give it a chance, then.
Because she keeps saying no.
Yeah, that she might lose the friendship. I feel like if you do give it a chance, you're not really into it, then it's not going to work out because your heart's not there. And then you will lose the friendship. So it's better to just keep that friendship, keep that little distance, don't give him any reason to think it is going somewhere. And just keep it what it is. You can't force something.
He's seeing her too much, though. Six days a week is too much. I think, I understand that it's not
that's
him.
That's a lockdown friendship.
That's way
too much. I
don't
even see a boyfriend that much.
That's a lockdown. That's six days a week.
A little distance can go a long way. it really can. Let her miss you.
Oh. But wait, he didn't write this.
I know.
She did.
I know.
Yeah, you're supposed to talk to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, should she give him a shot?
I think she should distance herself.
I think you should give him a shot. He's earned a shot. 6 days a week, that's an audition.
But he's
auditioning for a position.
You're in the friend zone. That's what it is. You are stuck in the friend zone and you're not getting out.
Accept the friend zone.
Embrace it.
Embrace it.
Y'all are talking to him. She wrote us.
Okay, so she needs to introduce him to some of her friends then. Like, if there's... This man needs some romance in his life. He really does. That way you can kind of divert the attention from you to one of the friends.
888-429-0941. She wants to know, should she give him a shot? She feels like if she doesn't and she keeps saying no, he's going to bounce away. Six times a week, they ain't together. Best man in her life, just not her boyfriend. We got a confession from a no-name that basically has the perfect man that is in her circle. She says, sweetest man in her life. They spend 6 days a week together. They have, for the past 3 years, he's her everything except one thing, her boyfriend. He wants in. She's like, no, I don't see it as a romantic thing. But he's the perfect guy, just not a romantic vibe for her. So she kind of getting the milk without the cow. She's getting the milk for free.
Yeah.
She's getting it because she's getting the boyfriend-esque without giving the boyfriend's goods. So she's getting like 90% of a man.
Could
you know
it
what
just
I'm saying?
Be like a friend, like They're just good friends. Why does it have to be that she's getting anything out of them? You give your friends
loyalty. If a woman says, you are the perfect man, he is the perfect man, my perfect partner, my perfect this, I just ain't giving him no Scooby snacks. Then I ain't Scooby-Doo.
No.
I'm just a pet.
No,
I'm not Scooby-Doo. Now, we got a couple texts. What we got?
About the 813, give it a chance. He's put in enough effort. If y'all are grown enough with good enough communication, you won't lose the friendship. Mm-hmm. Friendships are lost when disrespect and dishonor happens.
Now, it's a lot of people on his side.
There's a lot of people on his side. There's another text that says, if she sees him with a friend or anyone she helps hook him up with, she's going to be jealous. He's supposedly the best man in her life, and she's already missing out. But if she pushes him elsewhere, she's going to miss his 6-day attention one of her friends is getting. Just create a distance and see him only when the group gets together. He'll get the hint. Yeah, I definitely don't think she should be seeing him 6 days a week.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, you see a lot of people on his side. Does that change your mind now? Does that make you think about it differently?
No, because I don't feel like you
should. He's put in his time. He's auditioned 6 days a week for 3 years. He has been there all for everything you want.
He's auditioning for a role that isn't there, that nobody asked him to come to this audition to.
I showed up at the studio and said, yo, let me act for y'all. They wasn't taking auditions, but they had James Dean in front of them.
I mean, I respect the hustle, though, but everyone is on his side. I will say that.
Because, you know what? Because all of us know, either have been. I've been the ugly dude that the girl wasn't feeling, and I stuck around for a few years, and then her standards lowered.
Oh, and it worked?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I ended up there.
How long did it take?
It took, it's taken years before. You got to be patient.
So, obviously, it didn't work out. Are you guys friends now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Everybody's cool. Everybody left, that was a hot 3-year thing, and then it fizzled out, but that was 3 years on a roller coaster.
Now imagine if she did give him a chance and then he ended up not even liking her,
Well, I mean, it could happen. We got John on the line. Hey, John, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
He got friend zoned, so he's been locked in there for 3 years. He's trying to get out.
I'm gonna tell you how the situation plays out like this. If she knows he was trying to shoot his shot from Jump Street and he's been there for 3 years. In her mind, she known this, so she's taking advantage of the dude, man. She's like, okay, I'm going to get all these boyfriend qualities, this, and the third, all these days of the week, and then I'm not going to give him a shot. When all in all, like, a few years down the line, 10 bodies later on her side, she's going to be thinking, like, damn, that was the one. I should have gave him his chance. But, it's too late now. He done found somebody, and he looking at you like, well. You got to deal with it now.
Yeah, see? She's going to mess out, just like Davi said. She's going to be looking backwards and saying, man, I'm lonely, and this dude got 2 kids and a nice house.
And then she's going to be wondering why nobody don't want to deal with it. Because look what you're doing to the dude. Nah, man, if you saying it ain't what it is, then why sit here and play with this man's heart like that? You feel what I'm saying?
There you go.
I'm going to come around sooner or later.
I'm with you, see? Karma, it does come back, John. Appreciate you. See that? You see, but people are on his side.
In the message, it said that that they've had talks before. And
he
that
keeps dropping it. Like, hey, babe, if we could just get together, we can avoid all this.
You know how good we'd be together,
girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's not like she's leading him on because she's telling him that.
She's getting all the you heard what John said. She's getting all the boyfriend qualities, though. She's getting that warm man to fall asleep drunk next to, but don't have to give up no goodness.
I feel like guys it's hard for a man to be friends with a woman. If she's a good looking girl, or if you're attracted to a girl, in my experiences, I've found that I can be friends with a guy a lot easier than they can just be friends with me. Mm. They always try and take it a step further.
You're trying to hit.
Yeah. But check this out though.
Like
women are always on the defense. Y'all taught this way. We raised daughters this way.
Right.
You block anybody who's coming trying to get anything from you. That's how you trained as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Just anybody who love you going to tell you to block. And so boys always, let me hug her, let me kiss her, let me hug her, let me kiss her. And you're like, no. You know what I'm saying?
And then when you give an inch, they want a mile.
Right.
You know,
I think boys are like, okay, if you got a dog or a puppy, and the puppy is sitting there and they being good, and they're like, all right, they've been good. But as soon as you jiggle that treat in your pocket, they start jumping around. They're like, okay.
The tail start wagging.
I'm down. If you pull it out, I want to eat it. If you pull it out, I'm not going to bug out. But if you pull it out, I want to eat it. And they sniff around and all that stuff. And then when you take the treat out, they jump right on it. It's like it's just like if you give him a room or like, hey, this can happen,
he's gonna jump.
Right. That's why she shouldn't be hanging out with him 6 days a week, because that right
there. She's getting the boyfriend qualities. Ugh. He's just hanging around waiting for an opening, because if he get an opening, it's Scooby snack time.
This is the perpetual friend zone right here. He's in the friend zone. I don't think he's ever gonna get out of the friend zone.
You can get out of the friend zone.
You can, but you have to create jealousy. You have to create something like that makes her realize, like, man, because sometimes it takes that distance or seeing him with somebody else for you to realize the feelings that you have for him.
Let me ask you this one question. Because we got to go, because we got to try and get Beat the Freaks home. Because this is going to end up, in my opinion, talking to her, remember, because she wrote us. This is the thing. Have you ever had sex with somebody that you probably realized after that you shouldn't have had?
Oh, yeah, I got my tire slashed.
Okay, but I say, but I mean, like, even just after the fact, you're like, man, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Like, maybe that's going to end a friendship, or maybe that's going to end. Like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Have you ever?
I keep my friendship with men very separate because things can easily get misconstrued.
Has a guy ever gotten out of the friend zone with you?
No, and maybe that's my problem, that's problem. In relationships. I've never been friends with a guy before
dating. Don't be friends with
dating.
Vanessa.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, you cut off. Yeah. Yeah, like, no, you ain't got, don't be my friend. Hell
you my
no,
brother
I'm not
now.
Doing that. Yeah, exactly.